You were holding Daf Yutzes Samar Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ba'akil Kaisrin, you're allowed to write the get with any type of an ink. B'diyoy means with regular ink. B'sam with a type of a paint. B'sikra, that's red dye. U'v'kumis, a type of a seif that comes out of a tree. U'v'kankantum, we'll see in the Gemara, that's also black dye that they use to blood, the blacksmith uses. U'v'chol dovashu shokayoma, any type of an ink that's shokayoma, that remains a long time, does not erase, it does not get invisible right away. It has to be shokayoma, that could stay a long time. Ein koisvin, but you cannot write a get, loy b'mashkin, not with regular water, some say it means like with the juice of wine or oil, for loy b'mei peiros, and not with regular orange juice or other type of juice that comes out of fruits, for loy b'chol dover shein miskayim, and not with any type of an ink that's not miskayim, that does not stay a long time. Al hakoyol koisvin, on any type of a cloth, a piece of parchment or paper, you could write the get. Now it says the chiddush al ha'ola shel zayis, even on the leaf from an olive tree, the al hakeren shapara, and even on the horn of a cow, and v'noisim la sapara, but you know you have to give it then the whole para. And the Gemara explains, we'll see, it means you cannot just rip off the horn and give it to him, but you have to give her the whole para then. And the same thing al yad shel eved, you're allowed to write up a get on the hand of your eved kanani. V'noisin lo es eved, and then you have to give it over to her, the eved. That's also called the v'nosan, you're giving her the get. She could be megareshes this way. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimeh, know that ein kaisvin lo yal davish yesh by ruach hayim v'lo yal oichlim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues on these last few cases and says that you cannot write the get on a leaf from an olive tree, since it's called an oichel. You cannot write the get on food, or on a balchai, on an animal, or on an eved that's alive. He holds you cannot write the get. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. From the word ba'sefer, it has to be dafkar sefer, and not on a dover that's a chai, or else on a oichlin. So now the Gemara explains, diyoy, what is that? That's diyusa. That's ink. Sam, that's some type of a paint. Sikra, what is sikra? Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, sikra sor shemo. Its name is sikra sor, and Rashi says it's tzva edoim, that's red dye. Kumos, kuma means kuma, Rashi says, seraf ilon, a type of a seif that comes out of the tree. Kankantum, what is that? Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Shmuel, charso di ushchfi, which is charso di ushchfi, means the blackness that a dye, Rashi says it means udmient. That's the blackness that a blacksmith uses to dye things with. Then the Mishnah says, "Uvchol dover shumiskayim," and anything that the ink is a type of a thing that lasts a long time. La suyamai, what does it come to include? La suyahodatoni Rabbi Chanina, comes to include what we learned from Rabbi Chanina that says, "Kisvu b'meitarya." If you write a get with meitarya, or else the aftsa that's walnut water, it's kosher, because these things are also miskayim. So what exactly is meitarya, the water from tarya? So Rashi Bomshat says it means megishomen, rainwater. So what is rainwater? How does it have any color to it? So you have to say it means the rainwater that comes down off the roof. So if a house that gets dirty from the roof of the house, that has darkness, blackness to it, that's miskayim. Or else Rashi says meitarya means mayim shesharim by pri shukei nafotzim. Also type of a juice that comes out of the peiros, that you soak this pre, not the juice of the May Paris, that the Mishnah says is possible, but it means the juice that comes, that you soak this special type of a fruit in it, that gives off darkness. So these two types of waters is Miskayim, you could use it. Tony Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia says, Kisvu be'ever, if you write a get with lead, b'shochor, shochor, that's, Pchamim Rashi says, that means coals, or b'shichor, shichor we had before, that's the blackness, that the blacksmith uses, is kosher. It's kosher. These things are adav ha-miskayim. Itma would learn like this. Ha-mavir diyoy agabe sikra b'shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos we know it's also to write. There's a melacha ksiva. There's a melacha mechika. You're not allowed to erase something that was already written on Shabbos. So what's going to be if before Shabbos you have something written down b'sikra in red ink? And now on Shabbos you go over those letters now with black ink on Shabbos. That's called Hamavir Diyoy Agabi Sikra B'Shabbos. You go over the red letters with black ink now on Shabbos. to Reb Yechonim v'Resh Lakish Diyamri Tavayu, they both agree and both say that Chayiv Shtayim, on Shabbos you have two malachas involved now. And if he did a b'shoigig, you chayiv two kabonas. Achas mishum kaysif. First of all, the fact that you're putting the black ink on top, that's more choshev, that's nicer. That's called the new ma'isa ksiva. V'yachas mishum moichik, you also chayiv before erasing. It's considered that you are erasing now the bottom black ink. So therefore, you chayiv two. What about diyoy agabi diyoy? Let's say before Shabbos it was written with black ink. So let's say a posik. And now, on Shabbos, you're writing it over again, over the exact same words, again with black ink. Or el sikru agabi sikru, red ink on top of red ink. Then potter, on Shabbos, you potter midiraisa, there's no malacha. There's no maisa ksiva, because it's the same thing that was there before. There's no maisa mechiki, you're not erasing, because the same thing that was there is there now also. So therefore, you potter. Avada means potter midiraisa, avada midirabona, that was also to do this. What about those sikru agabi dioi? Let's say now, first before Shabbos, you had something written with nice black ink. And now on Shabbos, you write over the same pasuk, the same words, you write over it with red ink. What's the halacha? Is it called a malacha or not? So amri lo chayiv, amri lo potter. Some say your chayiv is called a malacha, and some say no, your potter. So Gemara explains, amri lo chayiv, the one that says yes, your chayiv, he holds mechiku. This is a type of a mechika. So Rashi says, what does it mean, mechiki, you're erasing? Rashi says, well, loy kaysif, but it's not considered that you're writing. Because before that, you had the black ink, that was nicer than what we have now, the red ink. So the red ink on top is not called a ksiva. Mashma for ksiva, for kaysif, for writing, you have to create something new and something better than what was there before. Since before it was written in black ink and now it's only in red ink, it's not called a ksiva. But a mechika it is called. It's called you are erasing the black ink that was there before. So you chayef for a mechika. But the Amri Lapotah, the other word says no, you potter, because they hold makalkalo. It's called you're destroying here. That's not called erasing. When is erasing chayef on Shabbos if you erase something with a condition like that you want to write over? You want to write something nicer. Or else you want to erase something because you want it to be erased. So then you chayiv. But over here, the erasing is only a kilku. You're making it worse. Like really, it would have been nicer, the black ink. Now that you're putting red ink on top of it, true, you're being mechi, you're taking away the black ink, but you're making it worse. That's called a kilku, therefore you're potter on Shabbos. And Rashi explains the first man, the Yama holds, no, it's not called a real kilku here, because still you could see something. There is still the words here. True, now it's in red ink, but it's the words are still here. So since the words are here, a kilku, it's not called. So therefore, it's enough of a malacha for a mechika for erasing. But for ksiva, though, it's not called a good kaysa, it's not called a good writing. Because mashma, writing means you have to create something new or better. But a mechika does not mean you have to create something better. Mechika just means you are erasing something. And as long as it's not called a total destruction, you're chay for it. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei Resh Lakish from Rabbi Yechonon. Resh Lakish, yes, the shiloh from Rabbi Yechonon. What's going to be the halacha edim shein yoidim lachtim? Edim that do not know how to sign the name. So the shaila is, Mao sheyichtavu lehem besikra, could we first sign the name, like let's say his name is Yaakov, we'll first write down the word Yaakov in red ink, v'yichtamu ksav elyon, v'yichtamu, and then they'll sign, and as they'll sign on top of it, well, let's say with black ink. So they'll just have to go over the words Yaakov. But Lamais, it's called a signature because even though you go over the word Yaakov, still you go in, you go out of the line, so still it's called a signature. But the question is it called a ksav or not? So the question is, the Gemara says, ksav elyon, the top writing. Ksav, is it called a ksav or ain't a ksav? Maybe it's not called a ksav. Since on bottom was written the word Yaakov and then they write on top of it the word Yaakov, maybe it's not called a new ksav, it's not called a signature. So Amalei, he answered back to Meina Ksav, you should know you're not the Yotze, it's not called a Chsimus Eidim. That's not called a Ksav, since underneath it was written anywhere the word Yaakov, so the top Ksav is not called a new Ksav. Amalei, so he said it back to him, V'halorli Maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, that Ksav El Yoin Ksav Linyan Shabbos, that Linyan Shabbos we had, at first it was a writing in red ink, and then on Shabbos you go over it with black ink, Yechayiv Mishum Ksiva. You see, the ksav elyon is called a good ksav, so why aren't you yotze the chsimas eidim this way? Or Malay, so he said back to him, V'chi mepnei sh'onu madmin nasu maisa, because we want to compare one case to another case, therefore we could do an action, halacha l'maisa. So Rashi explains what he meant to say is that even by Shabbos, that we said before, yichayev shtayim, yichayev mishum ksiva, he does not mean to say that if we have the Beis Hamikdash right now, he do it b'shegig, he would tell you to bring the korban chatas. He would not tell you to bring the korban. He was only mistafkis, like it's a suffix. We don't know if he really chayev or not. So l'chumra, he said, you are chayev. But over here, where you want to be mekel, go easy on the person, to say it's called a good chasima, that you can't say. So therefore he says this chasima is no good for a chasima sovaget. Itma would learn like this. Eidim shein yoidim lachtim. If you have eidim that do not know how to sign their name, so what do? They're kosher eidim. They could be eidim on the shtar, on the get, just they don't know how to sign their name. So Rav Amaran says the eitzer is that mekarim lehem and nayir cholok. The eitzer is we have to scratch out on a plain piece of paper, and then let the eidim go over with the pen with ink and write on top of this a scratching that we did. So the scratching is not called iksav. They, the eidim, are the ones that are making iksav here. That's called the chsimus eidim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says the eitzer is beiver. Let Will first write down the word Yaakov with lead, and then on top of that, the eidim will sign the name, go over it again with ink. So the iksav here is called iksav. So Gemara says, is that true? Be'eva sakadaita, could we first make a word Yaakov with lead? You want to tell me that's not called iksiva? So therefore you want to say with the eidim sign on top is kosher? Is that true? V'otoni Reb Chiya, we learned before that Reb Chiya says, kosvu be'ever, if you write a get with lead, b'shochor, with, shochor, Rashi said again, that was chum, that was with coals. Also, v'shichor, that's what the black ink, that the black dye that the blacksmith uses, it says kosher, it's kosher to write a get. So you see, lead is called the good ksav. So if we would first write down the word Yaakov in lead, how could the Eidim sign on top of it? For sure their signature is not called a signature. So Gemara answers, Lakasha, that's not a stira. I'll tell you, ho b'ibro, ho b'maya d'ibro. If you're using pure lead itself, that's not called a ksav. Therefore, we could first write down in lead the name Yaakov, and the Eidim will sign on top of it. That it was learned before, Abchiyah said, to get this kosher, that's b'maya d'ibro. That's with water that was soaked in lead. Lead was soaked in water. That tank is Dover Shokayama, that's called the good ksav. Rabbi Yavu, Amar Rabbi Yavu says the Eitzer is again when these Eidim do not know how to sign their name. So they want us first to write the word Yaakov and they'll write it over. So he says the Eitzer is B'nei Milin. You could write it with Mei Milin. Mei Milin, that's this water of like walnut, gallnut water. For Fadi Gemara Kashai, for Tony Rabbi Chanino, Kosvu B'nei Tarya V'Avtsa Kosher. If you write a get with mei tayy, we have that's the dirty rainwater, or the aftsa, this is the mei milon, this is this gallnut water, it's kosher. So if so, you see, it's called the good ksav. So how could you say, we'll write it down first with this mei milon, and then the edim will sign on top of it? So Gemara says, lakasha, I'll tell you, hod the ofitz, hod the loy ofitz. It depends, like, on what you're writing it. If you're writing it on a piece of parchment that had mei milon on it already, that means the ofitz means that the parchment was worked over with this gold nut. So since it was worked over with it already, it has the same color now as this mei milon. Therefore, the ksav is not called a ksav, like ein mei milon, nagabi mei milon. See, if the parchment itself was worked over with this gold nut water, then we could write on top of it the name Yaakov with gold nut water, because that's not called nikka so much. That for sure is not called a ksav. Then the eidim would sign on top of it with black ink, that would be kosher. But that we learned before, if you write to get with mei milon, it's kosher, that's where the parchment was not worked over first with gallnut water. So therefore the parchment does not look like this color. Therefore if you write it now with gallnut, with mei milon, it's called the good ksav. So therefore there's no stira. Rav Pop, Omer Rav Papa says, Beroik. The answer is that we should first use our spit and write out the word Yaakov with our spit, and then the eidim would sign on top of it. In other words, there's no other Eitzah. Pashti says the other Eitzah is called the Ksav, and therefore the top Ksav will be possible. The only Eitzah is to use Roik. V'chein oiri lei Rav Papa le Papa Turo b'Roik. That's where Rav Papa taught. Papa Turo means Papa that took care of the cattle, that sold cattle, to use Roik in case we have Eidim that do not know how to sign their name. The Eitzah is to tell them to use Roik first, and they'll sign on top of it. Now the Gemara says all these eitzes are v'hani milu. When do we say this? begitin. It's the question of a get isha. Like Mishum Migunu, we want to make sure she'll receive her get, so we make it easy, even though the only Edim we have on hand right now are Edim that don't know how to sign the name, we let them get away easy, we'll help them sign the name. Avul Bishtoris, but any other type of Ishtar, loy, then you're not allowed to use such Edim. And if you need Edim, Rashi says, go look for a better pair of Edim, go look for a pair of Edim that know how to sign the name. You can't use such Edim like this, they can't even sign the name. The Mora says now, though, who, it happened once, the other uvdu bishashdars, that a person let these type of Edim sign on a shtar of money, that the Edim did not know how to sign the name by themselves, the first we scratched out, though, with Reik, we wrote their name, and then they signed on top of it, and the mice was, v'nagdei Ravkana, Ravkana gave that person Malkus. So you see, because you're not allowed to do this, this is not called the good ksav by shtar shtars. Mora says, Tanya Kavosa the Rav, I bring your raya to Rav, the what Mikarim Lehneir, that the Eitzer is, he's supposed to scratch out on a piece of paper first the name. The what it says, Edim Shein Yedim Lachton, if you have Edim that do not know how to sign the name, so the Brisa says, what should we do? Mikarim Lehneir Cholok, we're supposed to scratch out on a plain piece of paper their name. Or Mamalin Es Hakroyim Diyoy, and then let them go over the scratched out words of Yaakov with black ink. So that would make it a good ksiva, and that would make it a ksima. Again, like we said before, they don't go over it exactly. The way they go over it, that's called a difference, that we could tell it's their signature, that's called a signature. And this the Gemara says that Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nedva Mamurim, when was this said? The Gitin Oshim. Only by Gitin Oshim are we makel. Abu B'shechirurei Avodim, even in the case where you want to free your Eved Kenani, where there's also purpose to do it, and for sure, v'shar kol ashtaros, and by any other type of ashtar, im yoidim likrois v'lachtoim choismin. If the yoidim know how to read the shtar and to sign their name, very good, you could use such yoidim. But v'im lav, if these yoidim do not know how to read or to sign their own name, ein choismin. Then they cannot sign the shtar. So we see, like we learned before, that the kul was only said by Gitei Noshim, Mishom Iguna, we want an Isha to have easy time to have a get. Mashenkin Vashash Taurus, we want good Edim. If Edim do not know how to sign the name, that's not called Edim for Achsim Anishtar. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha, but Kriya Mandachashimo, who's talking about reading the Shtar? Like in the middle, the Brisa says, if Edim don't know how to read it, so they also can't sign. Who's talking about reading it? So the Gemara says, Chasuri Mechzor, something really is missing here. V'ochi Ketoni, this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Like this, Edim Shein Yedim Likrois, Edim that do not know how to read a shtar, is Kuren Lefnayim. You should know we're allowed to, somebody else should read it before him. After somebody reads it for him, now he knows what says in the shtar. V'chaisman, and now let the Edim sign on the shtar. What about V'shein Yedim Lachtoim? Let's say Edim do not know how to sign the name. So that's another Eitzah. Mekarim Lehem, we could scratch out and let them sign. On this, the Gemara says, Omram Shimba Megamliel, the Nedvor Mamurim Begitinoshim. When was this said that we could be makel with such Edim to sign if we scratch out first only by Get Isha, Mishamiguna? Abu Shechruri Avodim Mishakol Ashtarois, but any other type of Ishtar, and even a Get Shechrur, Im Yoidim Likrois Falachtim Chaisman. If Edim know how to read the Ishtar and then they could sign their names, very good. But if they can't do one of these two things, then ain't choismen. That's not called good Edim. That's what this Brice is being mechadish, that the Edim also have to know how to read the shtar. If they can't read the shtar, then they don't have a right to sign either. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza, my time with Reb Shimon Gamliel. What's the reason of Reb Shimon Gamliel? Like, why are we make a war? Are we more cooler? But you get Isha. She says clearly, Shlo Yehei Benois Yisrael Lagunois. That we do things special that a Jewish lady should not be in Aguna, that means in a statue that she can't remarry, and she doesn't have a husband. So if any time about a child of a get, we try and make it easy for her, that she'll have her rights to remarry. Omar Rav says, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'taka pasla Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that by Shash Doris is possible, there's only this kula by Get Isha. For Rav Gamda, Mishmei de Rav Omar, ain't Halacha, no, we do not pasla Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, even by Shash Doros also we could have this Kula. If the Edim do not know how to sign their name, we have this Eitzah that we should scratch out, make their name first, and they'll write over again. The Ella for the Gemara of Yella Kaman, who do you want to hold? Like your Rabbanan? So Yehuru Rav Gamda wants to say, we pass like the Rabbanan, not the Kabashim Gamliel. So Gemara says, but for who Uvda, it happened the case, for who the other Uvda, a person once did this, Bishash Doris, Vinag de Rav Kana, and Rav Kana gave the guy Malkus. There was a case like this, where he used Adim that did not know how to sign their own name, and he scratched out first, and then they signed on it. So you see, Rav Kana gave him Malkus, Mashma, we do not paskin like this. So it's a question, Rav Gamda, how could we paskin that you're allowed to do it? So Gemara says, Tirgamo Akriya. In other words, Rashi says, that Rav Gamda is Mekol, it's only by Kriya. That if the Adim do not know how to read the Shtar, then we're allowed to be Mekol to let other people read it in front of him, and then he could sign his name, even by Shash Doris. So there's no Stira. In Negeya to signing, signatures have to be done by the Adim themselves. We don't let them ask that we should scratch out first, then they'll sign. Adim have to be that they sign their own signatures. But the Lach of Kri, if they do not know how to read the Shtar, the Lach is we could let somebody else read it for him. But like we'll soon see, providing that we know for sure the person is not lying, like he's reading every word, so now you could understand exactly what it says in the Shtar. Samar said the case was that Rav Yehuda Mitztayer, Rav Yehuda was getting older, as he says, and he couldn't see so well. Still, when he had to be an aide on the Shtar, he used to bother very hard to try and read the Shtar himself. So Mitztaya Kori V'chosim used to read it and then sign. Omala Ula said back to Rav Yehuda, Loi Tzerichta, you don't have to strain yourself so much. You don't have to read the Shtar yourself. Tor Rav Loza Moradar Yisrael. Rav Loza was the head of Eretz Yisrael, and Kori Kamei V'chosim, he let somebody else read the Shtar in front of him. Like, he did not go down to read the Shtar himself. In the case where Shtar came, that he had a sign on it, he let somebody else sign, read it for him, and then he signed on it. Rav Nachman Kore Kamei, Sifrei Daini V'chosim, Rav Nachman also, when he was at Psak Din, he let his Seferim read out the Shtar, and then he signed on it. So that's what we told back to Rav Yudi, you don't Badafka have to read it yourself, you're allowed to have somebody else read it for you. But the Gemara says, Badafka Rav Nachman, only in the case of Rav Nachman, the Sifrei Daini, and his Seferim, the Seferim that write by his Bezdin, the Yislu Imto, because they're very afraid of Rav Nachman. So for sure they won't lie, they'll tell the truth. Like we said, it has to be that you know for sure this person is reading the truth, everything that it says in it, that it's afraid of you. Aber Rav Nachman v'Sifri Achrini. But if he had Rav Nachman with other Seferim, or El Sifri Daini v'Inish Achrini, even if he had the Sefer from a Bezdin, but not the Rosh Bezdin, not Rav Nachman, but he's right reading it for somebody else, lie, then it's no good. In other words, we have to make sure the person that's reading it for you has mirrors afraid to lie. So then you know exactly what it says, then you could sign on such a shtar. Rav Popo ki evi osu l'kaime shtara pasoi. When Rav Popo once had a shayla of a Persian shtar that was brought in front of him, and the Ovid b'yakoya shakusim, that this Persian shtar was made up in the goya shakot. In other words, like we had before, by dini momnis, you could have this type of a shtar, whether it's a proof, a raya, bialmo, or that one man the other be had it for, behold, dino de machus adino, even for a shtar kinyon also. Even though goyim signed on it, but if the judge is signed on it, we don't say they're lying, it's called a good shtar. So this person shtar once came in front of a papa. Is makri luhu lishne kusim, so it was involved two Jews, that one Jew says, I have a shtar that he owes me $1,000. So Rav Papa couldn't read the shtar itself, it was written in Persian. So what did Rav Papa do? He called over two goyim, he called over two Persians, and he had each one read it for him separately. Is makri luhu lishne kusim ze shaloi b'fnei ze, b'mesiach lefei tumai. B'mesiach lefei tumai just means just by stam talking. In other words, he did not tell them, please do me a favor and read me this document, I have to know, it means a lot to us. Then we're afraid they're lying. But rather, just casual, as they were talking, he just happened to mention to him, listen, what does it say over here? So that's the case, always, mesir lefei tumai, means just a normal talk, then we do not say that the guy lies, therefore he could trust him. So that was this Eitzer also, he had the two different goyim read it for him, and when he heard they both said the same thing, then he listened to the shtar. Then he even went to collect money from Mishabadim. In other words, the shtar has a curl, it's a regular shtar, and if the Leiv has sold his property already, the Malv has a right to go to those people from Mishabadim to collect his money. So Mor says, Amar Rav Ashi, that Omali Rafuna Barnosin, that Hochi Yomara Meimor, this was the way Amaima said, that Hai Shtara Pasoi, if you have a Persian star, it was written up in Persian, Tichasini Ole Sadi Yisrael, that Koshera Yidin, two Jews, sign on it. So the locher is that Magvinim Veimim Mishabdi. This is a regular good star, it has a keil, and you could collect the money even from a Shabbatim. Even if the loiva sold this property, you could go and collect from him. So the Gemara asked the question, first of all, v'holoyadi lemikri, how could he use the shtar? You don't know how to read it. Probably Jews don't know how to read Persian. So Terah says, no, we're talking about b'diyadi, that the Eidim before they signed, they did know. So it's called a good shtar. For the Gemara, but v'obinu and ksav shen yochol is dahi v'leko, on a regular shtar, it has to be in a good piece of paper that you can't erase it, you can't forge it, and the Persians are not makbid on that. So Gemara says, no, b'diyafitzin. We're talking about here, this parchment was worked over first, and therefore it was not forged, therefore it's kosher. Rav Gemara, but v'obinon, we need v'obinon, that tzorach lachza min yonei shoshtar b'shit achreino, at the end of the shtar, you have to repeat the important things of the shtar on the last line before the Edim sign, and most probably the persons did not do that way, v'leka. So Gemara says, no, b'demahadar, we're talking about here where the persons did it. So Gemara says, if so, it's 100% good star. If so, so what are you teaching me then? The Chori come to teach me that the Chol Loshen Kosher, a star is kosher in any language. So Gemara says, Tanina, that alone we learned already. We learned that a get shekosvu ivris, a get that was written Loshen HaKodesh, v'yedi of Yevonis, and the Yedim signed in Greek. Or else Yevonis, the get itself was written up in Greek. V'yedi of ivris, and the Yedim are signed in Ivrit. Is kosher, the star is kosher. So what's Yechidish of here to say a Persian star is kosher if it's all written Kedas or Kedin? So Gemara says, yes, still there's a Chidish here. If just from this last halach of a get, Havimina, I would have thought to say, Han Mila Begitin. When Han Mila, like when are we make or when do we say a get written in any language is kosher only by get isha? For this for Mishra Migun, we want to make it easy for her to have received a get. Ava Bishash Doris Loi, but maybe by Shash Doris one won't be make to say it's kosher in any language. That's what we need a chiddush of here to say yes in any language. Still, the shtar is kosher as long as it's written kedas or kedin. Omar Shmuel said, "Nosan lo nir cholak." Let's say a husband gives his wife a blank piece of paper. The omar lo, and he says to her, "You should know, hareze gitcha. Here is your get." So Allah is megareshes. Yes, she is megareshes. Why? Chayshina, we're afraid. Shema b'mei milin kosvu. We're afraid maybe the get was written b'mei milin. In other words, maybe the get was written on this piece of parchment with gallnut water. And Rashi says v'nivla. And later this ink-like was nivla, was dissolved in the parchment. That's why you can't see it. But maybe it was called a ksivas get. Maybe the get is kosher. So that's the question, what's the halacha? So he answered back and said, is megareshes. Yes, the get is chal, at least min asofik, or chashin, and we're afraid, shema b'mei milin kosu. Mace, when this is avakasha, it says, harei ze gitcha, if a husband goes to his wife and gives her a get and says, harei ze gitcha, this is your get, v'notaltoi v'zorakta liyam, then v'notaltoi, she takes this get, v'zorakta liyam, she herself throws it into the ocean, or lure into the fire, or lechol dover of it. The kids are right away when she receives the get, she goes and destroys the get. Now later, the chos of a yomah, then the husband comes over to her and tells her, you should know, shtar pasimu. That shtar that I gave you was not a get, you're not megareshes from me. It was only a shtar pasim. A shtar pasim is a type of a shtar, like somebody writes out to you a check that he owes you $1,000. Just to make you look rich. That's called shtar pasim. Or else the husband said, shtar amonhu. It was a shtar money, means also when a loiva wants to borrow money, so he writes out a shtar right now, I owe you back $1,000, even though he didn't lend the money yet. So the kids of the husband is telling her that the shtar that I gave you was not a get. It was only these type of shtaras. So Alochar is megareshes. Still, she is megareshes. We do not believe the husband now. For loy kol heimen uli yisra. We do not believe the husband to ask his wife to say the get was no good. So now, Taimod is a diak here. What's the reason? The ikaksav, like why do we say here the get is a good get and we do not believe the husband when he says it wasn't a get? Because he gave her a ksav. He gave her a piece of paper that had writing on it. Holekaksav, mashmir, if there was nothing written on it, loy, then we would not have any type of a chashash, maybe there was a get. All right, turn over.